Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Kansas City.
Ooh.
That?
Yes.
Right there.
Oh, geez.
Is the voice
Uh-oh.
Of victory.
Yes. Oh.
Wait, has anybody ever said that before?
No, that's
that is
really
the voice
weird.
Of victory?
That is really weird. I'm going to start putting that in something I'm doing.
I'll cut up what I just said and put it,
yes.
Give it to you. Victory, I've known you since I got here. I
yes.
was in the community, and you were the host of many local LGBTQ events.
Yes, yes.
And I've just seen you rock a stage.
Oh, I try really hard and drink a lot of coffee.
Hosting events?
Oh.
And all the things that happen, you make everybody laugh. You're so funny. You're such a great performer.
Collar pop right there.
Yeah. But you're not wearing a collar.
I'm wearing a hoodie.
That's true. But you know what? I ruined that because it's theater of the mind with
yes,
radio. This
exactly.
is not like when you're up on stage and everyone's got all their eyes on you.
Right. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to be on the radio. Let me get a haircut. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't need a haircut.
And I was like, let me go ahead and get a haircut. And I'm like, I'm going to be on the radio.
Wait, did you really get a haircut
for
this?
Yeah, I did.
And you were in a hat.
That's my life. I know.
That's okay. That's totally okay. Thank you for the
yes.
haircut, I guess. I absolutely need one. So I've met you within the scene. And again, you're just such a bright star.
Oh, thank you.
That it's amazing.
I'm going to tear up all the good vibes
please,
in me.
Please don't cry.
Right.
Yet.
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 We still got 3 hours left?
We got 3 hours.
Yes. Perfect.
So, is your mother listening right now?
No.
Okay.
She's really, really nervous about this. I'm like, Mom, I'm not going to disappoint you, I swear. I'm not going to, shame the Hickman name. Not at all.
What does she think that you're going to do?
Just some reckless stuff. Like, I'm like, Mom.
Like, tell some horrible stories with
joke,
the child.
Right. I'm like, Mom, sheesh.
Wait, has your mother ever seen you host things?
No, she has not.
Okay.
She really sees me as this little girl in a little tutu, running around of, her little elementary, because my mom used to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so she taught me, from the age of, 5 mm-hmm. to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I don't want to see you any other way.
My mom is like that too.
It's so crazy. What is the deal?
I was just at a funeral, right? And mm-hmm. my mom's like, you're going to wear a dress? And I was like, bitch, I haven't worn a dress.
Right.
Since August of 2000. You think I'm going to wear it now? And then
you know the date. That's amazing.
I do. It's written into my soul. I never want to go back to wearing a dress ever
right.
again. But it was kind of funny because I was like, you know what? Maybe I will, just because it's going to look so
what?
Weird.
Please.
Me in a dress. No,
oh.
I didn't do it.
I was even going to say, if you did,
no.
I need pictures.
Well, I mean, it was a funeral, so I didn't really want to outshine the person whose day it was about.
Right.
So,
low key.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you know that today is National Burrito Day?
Oh, Margaret. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are here right now.
I know. And I don't have burritos for us yet.
Oh.
But what do you like in your burrito?
I like all the veggie stuff.
Actually, wait, are you a vegetarian?
I'm a vegetarian.
Good for you.
I know, right? I just feel so bad just eating something with a face, but then I eat eggs, so.
Yeah, that's a.
But then I also eat seafood, so.
Ironically, I do not.
Really?
Yeah, and I've written all the lesbian jokes about that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
All of them.
Seafood is like life.
Ugh. Well, so I grew up in New England.
Yes.
So, you know, that whole smell just reminds me of home. It's like, no.
Flashbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I swear, that's the number one thing that Uber drivers and I talk about.
Oh, really?
When I'm in the car.
Oh, my.
That I am from New England. I'm from Maine and
yes.
I don't like seafood. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just be in paradise over there.
Yes. Well, you can go. You can stay with my parents.
There you go.
You're going to wear a dress.
Just walk up in there and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, exactly. Hi, I'm Victory.
Hey, nice to meet you.
I'm friends with your daughter.
Right on.
Yeah, no, they'll cook you anything
Perfect.
That you want.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
digging that.
Off of Victory as
yes.
a host, you are also, what do you do for a living?
I am a mail carrier. The United States Postal Service. Yes, I know. Every time I say that, everyone's like, my mail carrier. I'm like, look, I'm not him. So,
yeah, right.
And
right.
also, people, current residents mean that is you. So please stop returning your mail. All right.
Okay. All right. You
yes.
know what? I have a feeling that we need to get into this a little bit more.
Yes.
And we will.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com.
It took me.
Yes.
It took me about 30 seconds to get what you said.
Yes, that's how my jokes are.
Oh, my God. Victory,
yes.
Host of local LGBTQ events, in studio with me as my
yes.
co-host today.
Oh, my gosh.
And on the side, because that's right.
Right.
Because you are a host full time.
Right.
And on the side,
my little, you know, morning gig.
That's it. You're a mail carrier.
Yes.
And you said current.
Current address. I mean, current residence. I'm telling you, people do not see that. And they're like, it's not me. I mean, this is my address, but it's not me. I'm like, dude. Read it just a little bit. Slow it down.
Current resident.
That's you, bro. That's you, bro.
What kind of stuff do people return?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Like, people will return, like, packages, even if, like, you know, the name, even if they have their first name on there. Uh-huh. I'm like, that's you. Like, it's just so crazy.
Do you have to have these standoffs with people? You're yeah. like, I'm just trying to do this and get to the next
you
stop.
Know, are they even, like, return newspapers? What are we going to do with newspapers?
What are you going to do? That's not your responsibility.
Recycle.
Ugh. Wait. Okay, hold on. Do people just, you show up, you knock on the door, you're like,
yes.
Here is your mail for the day.
Right.
And then they give you a bag of trash and you have to take out.
I don't need this. Yeah, I mean, you do. Kind of.
It just says to you.
Right.
Current resident. Oh, my gosh. How long have you been a mail carrier?
Ooh.
Oh. In this wonderful city?
3 years.
Three long,
wonderful years.
What? How did you get in?
With humans. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. How did you get into becoming a mail carrier?
It just kind of fell in my lap, you know. I've always thought that was a cool job. Ironic. Yeah, I just kind of fell into it. You know, everyone goes in that stage of like they got laid off and they're like, I'm looking for something to get me going. And I took the test, didn't even finish it.
Wait, because you did so good.
Exactly.
You didn't even need to finish it.
Right. Yeah. They were like, you're the bomb. No, yeah. The two questions that you answered.
Good.
I mean, we ran out of time, but that's fine. We know that you deserved it.
Do you have ADD?
Like a mofo.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I was thinking about other things and
right.
women.
Yep.
And like,
right.
you know, did I leave the stove on and boop, boop, boop. Yeah, your time is up. And I'm like, oh, what does that mean? They're like, you're fine. There's a job. There you go.
Wow.
Hope you do great.
Wow. And so you deliver mail locally
yes.
in Kansas City?
Yes, I do. Around the Ruskin area, if everyone knows where that is.
Mm-hmm.
Very large population of scary dogs. Yes.
So it's not a rumor.
Oh, no. It's not. No.
They
not
chase you?
They chase you. They want to rip your face off and laugh about it.
You have to go into their property that they
yes,
are protecting.
Absolutely. It's
have
very
you,
scary.
Have you been bitten by a dog?
I've been, like, attacked.
This is not part of the job.
This is not part of the job. I thought this was going to be fun. Right. I thought I was going to, like, meet new people, hang out. Now I'm chasing dogs.
Yeah.
With, you know, I have a stick with nails in it. Like, this is
what?
Getting crazy. Yeah, it's a thing. My dog spray doesn't work. I sprayed a dog one time. They was like, haha, yeah, right. Come on.
What kind of dog was it? Tell me it was a little chihuahua.
Yes.
It was. Those are the worst?
Those are the worst. Big dogs are like, I'm just going to see how you are.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, you just dropping off mail.
Please tell me you've barked at a dog before.
Yes.
I love you. I love you, Victory.
Yes.
I love you.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So then obviously weather has been a huge thing this year.
Ooh, this winter was horrible. I'm sorry that you had to deal with that.
What? Forget me. Forget me. I might have taken my car and driven sideways or slid sideways down 35. Ooh. But they didn't stop the mail once.
No. Not at all. We even went out there and they were like, okay, maybe
yeah.
you should bring it all back. We're, you know, it's getting a little scary out there. But I'm like, yeah, every day, no matter what.
Through rain. Do you have to say that sentence as a...
I do not want to say it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I know. And also, is tornado on that list?
I think so. Yeah. Right at the bottom. And then right at the little small print.
What the hell, man? What the hell? But
alien abduction and everything. You just got to deliver that mail.
I'm sure you have a million great stories from...
Like
a
whole
carrier.
4 or 5 hours of it.
Wow.
Yes.
I want to get into that some more a little bit later.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm hanging out with Victory, host
yep,
of
yep.
local LGBTQ events on The Buzz.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
I played that because it had the word, it had the term letters in it because you're
Ooh.
A mail carrier.
Oh, I see.
But.
Clever.
We both just went, 10 things I hate about you.
Right.
Such a good movie.
Oh, they need to make a remake or something. I'd be
you
happy
think?
To be in there.
Wait, do you remember the original? Of course, yes.
Yes.
Were you, did you have a crush on any of the girls?
Julia Stiles.
Me too.
Like, oh my God.
The fact that she did not want to be courted.
Right. Was like, I'm all into you.
I know.
Deeply.
I know.
Oh my God, she was everything. And then when she did, what was that? Save the Last Dance? Man, oh.
She still looks great.
Yes, good for her. I follow her on Instagram creepingly.
I'm proud of you. I'm on IMDb list of 100 teen movies.
Yes.
That, which to me is like the epitome of teen movies, was number 25.
What?
Yeah, you want to hear what was considered better than that? Breakfast Club. Okay.
I give him that.
Sure.
But I give him that.
23. Okay.
What the heck is...
Back to the Future is 21. I'll give him that too.
Okay.
But again, that's 21. And now we're getting to this. Easy A.
Easy A.
Was 17.
What's Easy A?
That's with Emma Stone.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was all right.
Mean Girls, 16.
I'm surprised that's 16, actually.
I know. Then A Walk to Remember. I hated that movie.
I did too. I hate this. I tell people that and they're like, you have no soul.
Right.
I'm like, but I can't.
Yeah. It's just the premise, the whole thing. Yeah. It was just like, ugh,
no.
It's like Crossroads where Britney Spears loses her virginity twice. Yep. You literally cannot do that.
You can't.
How are you doing that twice?
That's a miracle.
Clueless is number 12 on the list of 100 greatest teen movies. Now we're starting to get to the Pitch Perfect at 8. Right? Thank you for making that sound. That's how I feel. Number 5, It Follows. Don't even know what that is.
What
horror mystery.
World?
Number 4, okay, I have a problem with this movie.
Oh, shoot.
She's the Man with Amanda Bynes.
What? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's number 4.
Whoa.
Teen movies of all time.
They're just pulling stuff out their butt now.
Mm-hmm. 3, Lady Bird.
What the heck is Lady Bird?
It won some stuff a couple years ago. Number 2, Love, Simon. That was a good one.
Oh, yes. Ugh. Oh, that just gave me all the feel. Like, I know, right? I had to, like, take myself back on that one. Oh.
That's the last movie I cried at.
Yes!
And then he's coming out to his father, and I'm just, like, bawling.
Same.
And number 1 is To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Well, okay.
100 teen movies.
I don't know that one.
According to IMDb. Well, maybe we'll cuddle and watch that movie
exactly,
a little bit
later. Absolutely.
Sounds good.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz, joined by Victory.
Yes.
If you, as the listener, have been to any local LGBTQ events, if you've been to more than 3,
yes,
you've probably had one of these events hosted.
Yes.
By Victory.
You've seen my face.
Seen your
and
face.
And you've been scarred.
No! You've got a great face and a nice haircut.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
That you just said that you got for
radio.
For the
show. Yes.
That's so nice. So just a couple minutes ago, we were talking about the greatest teen movies of all time. And there's a list on IMDb that is absolute crap.
I mean, the most.
Right.
Stinky crap.
What is that? So I found about 25 of the top movies, and I think we should make our own list.
Yes.
We should make our own list.
I'm down.
Because this is ridiculous. So let's start with 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
That's one of the best ones.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to put that at 1.
I will say, yeah, okay.
But we'll like have that as a place.
Boom.
At the moment right now, we'll put it at 2.
Okay.
And then we can see if there's something,
like,
something
okay,
close to that.
Good.
So what movie could even be better? Like,
what do you have?
Okay, I've got.
Explain the list.
Let's go with, for older movies,
yes.
Breakfast Club.
That should be number 1.
You think Breakfast Club should
yes.
be number 1? Before 10 Things I Hate About You?
Yes.
As the greatest teen movie of all
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to put that in there.
Fight me, people.
All right, well, shoot, I think there are going to be people fighting. Okay, Breakfast Club, Back to the Future. Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, I would say like a 6.
Okay. You think something could go between Mean Girls
Absolutely.
And 10 Things I Hate About You? All right, let's see if I can.
Because I'm on the fence with Mean Girls. I'm like, eh, I like it, but I'm like, it's not a go-to.
Is it because it's newer?
I think so.
Okay. I feel
I'm
you
old
on that.
School.
I know. So then you would like movies like The Goonies.
Yeah. Oh.
Where's The Goonies fall? Breakfast Club, 10 Things I Hate About You.
That is
mean
hard.
Girls. The Goonies.
That's like right there, right underneath. 10 Things I Hate About You,
yeah,
think?
I feel so. I feel like that, too.
Yes.
Napoleon Dynamite. Where do you put Napoleon Dynamite in this list of that we're creating of the 100 greatest teen movies?
I would say right now, put that, like, underneath The Goonies for right now.
Okay. So above Mean Girls.
Yes.
All right.
I'm slowly trying to, like, push around.
I know.
Push out Mean Girls.
Okay, I'm going to put Mean Girls over here.
Yes.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Oh, I remember that. My girlhood.
Your girlhood. I'm going to put that over here on the right column. The right column. Juno.
Ooh, Juno's good.
Do you think that Juno is better than Napoleon Dynamite?
No, never.
Okay.
I'll put that, yeah, right there.
Okay.
Perfect.
This is how we'll do this then. Grease.
What?
Teen movies. Do you think that Grease?
Okay, that's going to have to be number 2.
Breakfast Club, Grease, yes. 10 Things I Hate About
yes.
You. Really?
Oh, my. I can recite Greece
that's
now.
True. That's true. That is a good. Could I get a little bit of a look at me? I'm Sandra D.
Look at me. I'm Sandra D. That was really weird.
Actually, it was really good. Okay, now I've got one that's going to screw up your whole list. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that just threw me off.
I know.
My goodness.
Was Ferris Bueller's Day Off a better teen movie or worse teen movie than Grease? And by worse, I mean just not as good as.
Not as good as. Worse.
Okay. What about 10 Things I Hate About You?
I'll put that in between Grease and...
Man, you're really pushing 10 Things I Hate About You.
I'm really, like, on the fence with that. Oh,
where do we put Ferris Bueller? Where do we put Ferris Bueller?
Jeez. What was number four?
Goonies.
Okay, in between that.
In between 10 Things and Goonies?
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually kind of agreeing with this.
Yes.
Let's throw one more in here. Let me see what movie I want to... Let's do 16 Candles.
Oh, you're breaking my heart here.
I know.
Like, this is like hard.
The Breakfast Club, also one of the 80s teen brat pack movies. Oh. 16 Candles. Better or worse than Breakfast Club?
Worse.
Okay. Better or worse than Grease?
Damn, you make me think really hard early in the morning.
I know. Well, Alan, welcome. Welcome to 6:37 in the morning.
Exactly.
This is what we do. This is why I'm tired and taking naps by 10.
I see that. I'm like, geez.
Thank you.
Oh.
What do we, but this is what we're doing. I've got little stickies here with names of teen movies. This is what we're doing at 6:30-something complaining
we're so
about
adults
being
right now.
Hard at work. 16
Ooh.
Candles.
Ugh, 16 Candles. Right underneath Grease. No.
Mm-hmm.
This is hard.
I know. This is your last decision that you have to make.
Oh, my gosh.
As far as the greatest teen movies of all time, because IMDb screwed that up. I don't know what that list was. That was some baloney.
I mean, hardcore.
Mm-hmm. That was some fried baloney right there.
Bologna with cheese on it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds so good,
that
though.
That really does, actually. I was like, oh, and I don't even eat meat. Is that even meat?
No, probably not. Probably not.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
Hello, The Buzz.
Clueless was it on the list?
Clueless, yes.
Oh,
we've got Clueless
gosh.
Right here. Yeah, where do we put this?
Towards the top and tell Miss Victory. Miss Kimmy misses her from Grandma.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Now I'm going to cry.
Don't cry. And do not pull Victor out either.
Oh, my God. I love you so much. How are you?
I love you, too.
So, wait, you think Clueless is better than Breakfast Club as far as teen movies?
For the decade, yes. But overall, no.
Okay.
Okay.
For the decade,
yes.
I feel that.
All right. How do you feel about Grease being the second greatest movie?
Yes, and then, of course, all the 90s kids, Dazed and Confused.
Yep, I've got
yep,
that right
you have that,
too.
Yep.
Okay, good. All right. I've been in the car and trying to get stuff ready for school today, so I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anyone.
Thank you for giving us this extra information. We appreciate
Perfect.
It.
Sorry.
No, bye. So, okay, she really changed up this list, but I like it.
I'm
like it.
I'm digging it, too.
She's got Breakfast Club at 1.
Yes.
Clueless at 2.
Mm.
Grease at 3.
Yes.
Dazed and Confused, 4.
Right.
For the 100 greatest... Well, we're just doing the top the top teen movies of all time.
Holy moly.
But then we've got Ferris Bueller's Day Off and 10 Things I Hate About You just sitting in the fifth spot.
There, I know. We gotta put that somewhere.
I know. Well, it's like we have a bunch of 80s, 70s.
I feel like the 80s was the best time for just movies in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like we got to put that up there.
Well, there's nothing new. You would rather... fight in Jell-O with me then put Mean Girls in the top 5.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put Mean Girls.
I kind of found that arousing.
Me too, kind of.
I was like, okay.
$50 and we'll do
it. Yes, I'm day. Anyone chip in?
So, okay, what else is on this list? I've got The Princess Diaries is a movie I've never seen.
You've never seen The Princess?
I know.
My goodness.
I know. I'm such a basic bitch.
Oh, okay.
Which is hilarious that I've never seen The Princess Diaries. Love, Simon, of course, that's up there,
yes,
too.
Absolutely.
What's the first newer movie?
Let's see.
Breakfast Club at 1, Clueless 2,
yes.
Grease at 3, Dazed and Confused at 4, 10 Things I Hate About You at 5. Someone's calling in. You think they're calling about this?
I hope so.
Let's find out.
Help us out, please.
Hello, The Buzz. Nope, wrong
Just
button.
Throw that one in there.
Hey, wait, sorry, couldn't hear you that time. I hit the wrong button. Will you say that one more time?
Empire Records.
Oh my God.
You are a genius.
How is that not in there?
You are a complete genius.
Where does that go, though?
That,
that's a top five.
That's a top five Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Wait, thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. Bye.
Okay, Rex, so Empire Records. Yes!
Oh.
Empire Records. That's got to go in the top five. Everything keeps pushing 10 Things I Hate About You down.
Oh, Empire Records. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go home and sit in my underwear and watch that.
Ooh. Hello, The Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
You need to pay the past times at Richmond High on there.
Yes, we do. Oh. Why was... Fast Time... Where do you think it should go?
I mean, it needs to be on there, but I'm thinking, maybe in the 10s.
Okay.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
There's a lot of other ones. You guys are doing wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, this is what we're doing when our brains hurt.
Yes.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for the call, my friend. Hello, The Buzz.
You have to include Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
We got a call about that just right before this.
Exactly.
Where do you think it should go? Is it top 10?
It's up there. Gosh, that's a tough one. You have a great list going.
Well, I know, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And then one day we all have to watch these movies together. Or
yes, absolutely.
Thank you for the call, my friend. Have a great day. Hello, The Buzz.
Hi. I was listening to your guys' top teen movies.
Yep.
You got to throw Superbad in there.
You're genius.
Superbad.
What is going
that's
on?
Like
with
my favorite one ever.
Dude, it so is. Do you think that's a top 10?
I would put it in my personal top 10.
Okay, what about as far as society, I guess? That's
I would
how we're
say like
gonna...
a 12.
Yes.
I mean, probably younger generations would put it pretty high up there.
Yes.
That's true. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh. 29, okay. Cool. Oh, yeah. Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you for that. Oh, my God, the phones are going crazy. All right.
Yes, I'm excited for this.
We're going to see what other movies that this dumb list on IMDb forgot.
Exactly.
Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye. Hello, The Buzz. Hello, The Buzz.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, have you guys ever seen 13?
Yes! That movie's... Oh, my God. Once because it's so painful. But
yes!
Oh, my
amazing,
gosh.
Amazing, right?
Yes.
So I think amazing.
That's streaming somewhere now.
Hulu or
Netflix or Amazon.
Yes.
I think it's Amazon.
Well,
dude, that's a DVD.
That's a movie that you can watch once and then you need to wait a little bit. Like kids.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And see, I
way to go, Kansas City.
I had to sneak it.
Oh, yep. Totally. How old are you?
Now I'm 26.
Okay, but back in the day, yeah.
Back in the day, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah, have a good morning.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
This is getting amazing.
Hello, The Buzz.
Hi, are you guys still talking about the teen movies?
Yeah. What do you got? What did we miss?
All right, so this is Jamie. What about Lost Boys?
Lost Boys. Whoa.
How can we forget about Lost Boys?
Yeah, we can't forget about Lost Boys.
We forget about that one.
But it's not us that forgot about it. I don't know what this IMDb list is.
Right.
But that's who forgot about it.
That is straight up wacky.
Yeah.
I don't know where they got that.
No, me neither. And it wasn't even based on their star ratings or anything.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so would you put Lost Boys in the top 10 or the top 20?
Probably top 20.
Okay, that's fair enough.
We're all in agreement with that.
I was going to say about 11 or 12. I keep going back to that. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the suggestion, my friend. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Hello, The Buzz.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Did you guys happen to remember to put Waiting on that list?
Waiting.
Oh, that restaurant movie with
it's got Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
No way. Okay.
Have you not seen that?
No, I haven't. Now I've
it's
got
brilliant.
One. Look, I'm going to put a little star next to that. Make sure that I watch
it
that.
It makes you want to cook all your meals.
Okay. Do you think that's a top 10 or a top 20?
That's definitely a top 20.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Cool. We'll put it with Lost Boys, which is another movie that we
absolutely
forgot.
Absolutely. Oh, man.
Well, not we. IMDb.
Right.
Thank you so much for the call, my friend. I appreciate it.
Hey, have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, The Buzz.
Hi, I was calling about your list.
Yeah. What do you think? Is there something that you're thinking that we forgot?
Yes. I can't believe nobody said anything about Can't Hardly Wait.
This is getting juicy.
This really is. Can't Hardly... That's a top tenner,
that
right?
That is a top, without a doubt.
Yep.
By the way, Victory,
yes.
Hello from Iowa.
Oh, hello from Iowa, yes.
wait, can you get a...
Is this Cassie?
It is.
Oh, I love you so much.
Love you more. This is the best morning of my life.
Oh,
I started with you, and it's been years.
I love
you so much. You have no
I love
idea.
You too.
Well, Victory's going to be on the whole show with me, so yes. Even more, and I think we'll get to some other topics, but I don't know.
I don't know. This is getting juicy.
I'm going to listen all morning at work, and everybody can just deal with it.
That's
you're beautiful.
Yes.
Jordan
Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
There is a couple things, I guess, to talk about more than the top teen movies of all time.
I don't understand that.
Me neither, because it's the news.
Right.
So I've got a story coming up.
Oh, dear.
Green Day's pissing everybody off.
Why? What is happening, Green Day?
When I tell you, you might kind of be pissed off, too, because I am, too, kind of.
It's too early in the morning to be pissed off.
I know. Should I just not do the story? Or should I tell
something lighter?
Maybe I can just spin it in a different way somehow. I'll think about how the hell to spin that, and we'll do the news coming up at 7:10.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Victory, today is National Burrito Day.
Oh, I need a burrito. I've been thinking about it all day.
Breakfast burrito?
Oh, yes.
Apparently, a lot of places have deals, but I can't say the deals because I don't know where they are specifically. Like, Chipotle is supposed to have some deals today.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
I'm about to be in that line.
That'll fill you up, a burrito.
And make you fall asleep.
And it's National Burrito Day, so we need to partake in this.
I think we need some free burritos. I don't know.
Yeah, you hear that? You hear that?
Free burritos.
I mean, we've been entertaining with list of top teen movies.
Exactly.
So maybe a burrito. Sounds good. Okay, Green Day getting burned by their fans for their new book.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear about this new book?
No, I'm scared.
Okay. It's called A Handbook for the Rebellious Everywoman.
Oh, dear. Jeez.
Thank you. We can just move on from that story.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. Animal control were called on Monday to Kessler Park due to someone finding the dismembered remains of a horse.
What in the heck?
That's how hungry
they found it. Doggone it.
They found. I know. I was about to say. Anytime I'm PMSing and I've got that PMS hunger, you know, the one that you can never, ever, ever.
Daily.
I always say I could eat a horse plus the ears plus the tail. So I guess.
So they found it.
They found it. Yeah, they found it. How about this one? IKEA is flirting with the idea of renting out their furniture.
Yes.
Like
I'd
you
be
can
down
rent
for that.
It from. Okay.
Absolutely.
What? Do they think they're going to get it back in working order?
Nope.
Okay, good. Because I've always said that you can tell where a couple is at in their relationship by how many apartments their IKEA bed makes it through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I was in a real bad place once. We moved to like 5 different apartments and the same IKEA bed. It's like, they are not doing it.
Oh, no. That is like what the lesbian thing, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. Plus the poor thing, too. I mean, that's how you can get a bed for $200.
Exactly.
You know, a new one.
Rent that thing out.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that that's going to be a disaster, but
absolutely.
We'll just watch it from aside. And Lunchables. We thought we were all being pranked on April Fool's when they came up with this thing called Brunchables.
Ooh.
But Brunchables is a thing.
Yes.
It's going to come out next month.
I'm going to be in that line as well. Is it at Target? Are they selling it at Target?
Yeah, just a grocery store. You just got to go in. Blah, 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 blah. What did you eat when you were growing up?
Oh, Lunchables. Like my mom. Actually, I had the pizza ones. You remember the pizza ones?
Of course.
Those things were everything.
Would you eat those for brunch?
Yes.
In school?
Oh, absolutely. I love those things. I used to have, I was the lame kid in high school, but I had friends, and I always had my little pizza bowl. And everyone was like, you have to be rich. That was when you were rich, when you had the pizza bowl.
Ooh.
Yes, Raytown South. What?
Raytown South? What? I don't have anything to say after that.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the Radio.com app.
Hello, The Buzz.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's up?
I just wanted to say that joking and laughing about a dismembered horse is very insensitive.
Wait, about what?
Joking and laughing about a dismembered horse.
Oh, yeah.
Very insensitive. You don't find that insensitive?
I didn't
You were laughing and joking.
Well, this is a laughing and joking show, unfortunately. And it is definitely very sad. But again, I think that this anger is probably directed more towards the person who did it rather than us. And because we picked up the phone and we're somebody to talk to about it, that it's coming on us right now.
That's why I called, because you're there to talk about it. But I just wanted to let you know, I'm not mad. I just felt that it was insensitive of you the way you joked about it. Like, I could eat a horse, the tail and the ears.
Oh, my God. You've never been that hungry, though?
No.
No?
You know, it's okay. Thank you very much. Absolutely. You were just insensitive.
Yes, insensitive. Wow. That's the first time I've ever been called that, honestly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
This is such a weird feeling that the text line is actually with me.
Yes,
and not
that's exciting.
Telling me to F off. Yeah.
Horse lady.
Yeah, horse lady. That's okay. That's okay. Cool. I can't even read the texts that are coming in right now because they are very empowering to us.
Oh, yay. That's good. That's good to hear.
But yeah, somebody dismembered a horse and left it in Kessler Park. And let's find that person.
Yes.
Because that's who we should be angry
exactly.
about.
Exactly. How dare you?
Yeah. Okay, but.
Yes.
I got tickets.
You do.
I've got so many tickets.
So many tickets.
Okay, so let's give out two.
Okay,
let's give out two pairs of tickets to Buzz Under the Stars.
Mm.
Have you heard of this show?
Yes.
Mm.
I've always gone.
You've always gone?
Yes.
Do you have any Buzz Under the Stars memories of, drinking a little too much and passing out or something?
Yes, I do. I remember watching Bishop Briggs.
Yep.
First of all, she's amazing.
Yes.
I'm in love.
Yep, me too.
And creepy about it. Like, I have no problems. I'm like stalker. I stalk her on Instagram. I stalk a lot of people on Instagram.
That's okay. One time I met Kesha and I wrote my email address on a $10 bill.
Yes.
And handed it to her.
That's classy.
That's creepier than...
That's like real smooth. I'll just be like, throw a napkin at her. I love you.
I know. And, let's pick this apart. $10 bill. First off,
bill.
Who even has a $10 bill?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Number two, why my email address? Not my telephone number.
Not your telephone number.
Not my pager.
Right. Your pager?
I don't have one.
I was about to be like...
Okay. Okay.
Does that technology still work? No,
probably not. You know what's funny, though? I did have a... I remember in college, I had one for a minute. Yes. And I also wore one of those chain wallet thingies. So I went to the bathroom.
Oh.
And then I went to pull up my pants.
Yes.
And the chain wallet got caught on my pager, which then dropped into the toilet.
Genius.
And it still worked.
And it still worked, because that's some durable stuff right there.
Page
chuck that thing out the window, and it still works.
Yeah, for real. For real. We can find one at the bottom of the ocean at some point.
Yes, exactly.
You're like, Barry needs drugs.
Because that's what it was used for.
Pagers are for. I am joined by my friend Victory.
Yes.
If you've gone to any local LGBTQ events, you've seen Victory host.
In my face.
And your face. And your beautiful haircut that you got for the radio.
Yes.
Thank you. I hope we're making your mama proud right now. Now I know why she was mad.
Exactly.
She's like, don't embarrass me. But
don't talk about horses and stuff.
Oh, man. I really wish that she would have given us the list of things.
That would probably be the time she called in or listened in.
Wait, that wasn't your mom, was it?
Oh, God, no.
The horse lady?
Oh, geez. Like, mom, seriously, my first debut and you did this?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I was told to never play Casey Musgraves on the radio again, but I'm sorry, that song fits so perfectly.
It was perfect.
I can't even deal. So,
yes.
Got two pairs of tickets to give out to Buzz Under the Stars, but I don't like to do things real easy.
I don't,
because you know what? It's 7-something.
Something.
7:30-something.
Somewhere. Oh, right now. Mm-hmm. Here.
Mm-hmm. And where's that information? Okay. So.
Mm.
I want to do a quiz.
Oh, I'm bad at these.
Ugh. I just want the first person that can give me the right answer to this.
Yes.
Okay. So, because Googling is so easy these days.
Yes, it is.
I find that you have to be extra special Jeopardy-ish.
Yes.
To create a question hard enough for people not to really be able to Google.
Ooh, that's really hard, though.
And I did it last week with a theme song from an old Nintendo game. I played the old Nintendo game theme song, and then most people got it wrong, which I was surprised. The answer was RBI Baseball. It's like, what is this? Do-do-do-do-do.
Yes. That was beautiful.
What I just performed for you right there? Oh, good. If I went on for 15 more seconds, I could charge the station for music rights.
Right.
For that. But then I'd have to pay RBI Baseball. Mm. So, on this day.
Yes.
I'm clapping now. On this day.
Right, that's called the Raytown clap. Yep.
On
there you.
Right. Victory, marry me. Okay. On this day in 1992.
Yes.
One of the Buzz bands, one of the older Buzz bands, because this happened in 1992, they played their first show at the Palladium in Los Angeles. This is an older band.
Mm.
1992, this older Buzz band made their first concert appearance playing at the Palladium in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
First person with the answer to this.
Can I get a hint?
No.
Oh,
come on. People are going to figure out a way to Google it anyway, so might as well. 576-7965, the first two people with the right answer. You are scoring some tickets to Buzz Under the Stars.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the Buzz.
Victory, no, your friends cannot text in
right
to me personally
yes
to win these tickets. We have to do this fair.
Danny?
Yeah, Danny. No, sorry, buddy. Sorry, buddy. Let's see if somebody's got the right answer. Hello, The Buzz. Do you know who had their first show in 1992 on this day?
I'm guessing Pearl Jam.
No! Ooh. I'm so sorry. Thank you for the call, though. Hey, The Buzz, what's your guess? For the
Rage Against the Machine?
No. Hey, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with Weezer. I can't Google, so...
It's not Weezer.
Jeez.
It's a good guess,
sorry,
though. Thank you so much.
People are sweating right now. They're like, what is this?
I know. They're making this so hard.
Yes.
Hello, The Buzz. Do you have a guess?
Is it Sublime?
It is not Sublime.
Oh, my goodness.
It is not Sublime. Thank you so much, though.
My guess is Pearl Jam.
It is not Pearl Jam, unfortunately. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
We're so close, people.
I know. Hello, The Buzz. Do you have a guess for the band who played their first show in 1992 on this day?
Yeah, is it the Beastie Boys?
Thank you.
Oh,
you had to
yes.
Google that. Did you Google that?
Huh?
Did you Google that or did you know that?
Kind of both. I had an idea, but then I wanted to Google it.
Double check.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's right. Not a problem. That cheating is how politicians
how we live.
Get by. So we
exactly.
Might as well live. Okay. You're going to Buzz Under the Stars in May.
Sounds good.
Now, Victory, we need to get somebody who didn't hear that on the radio real quick.
Right,
because
exactly.
We have two pairs of tickets to give away.
Oh, shoot.
Jordan Silver and friends on the Buzz.
That's the man that has more music in him than there are grains of sand on the beach.
Amazing.
Jack White.
Oh.
New Rack On Tour's coming out June 21st, too.
Excited for that.
First album in 10 years from them.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
My fingers are tingling.
Really?
Just from that.
Just from that?
Just from that.
That is the voice of Victory,
yes.
My friend, who's a host of local LGBTQ events
yes.
Here in the city. Met you and was just like, please come co-host
yes.
The show with me.
We got married and everything.
We did.
U-hauled and...
Yep. This is our first date and we
exactly.
U-hauled. Lesbians out there are laughing so hard at that
I know.
Joke.
They're like, we get it.
So I've been out of town for the past little bit.
Yeah.
Sam has been covering for me.
Mm-hmm.
And big shout out to her. She did a great job.
Amazing.
Jeremy has been fixing the music just to make sure that it all works
yes.
Together. So big shout out to all of them. I went out of town because it was my uncle's funeral.
Yes.
In those situations, very sad. And everybody's feelings are very, you know... Everybody's very sensitive,
yeah.
Which I completely get. And I was too. You know, it was a major bummer. It was really random that my favorite uncle just isn't around
right.
Anymore.
Oh.
Things happen to me,
ooh.
Victory, that
I can relate to.
You can't even write. You can't write these things.
Right.
They're so real that you can't write
yes.
Them. I remember at the beginning of last year, for New Year's Eve, I was hanging out with this girl that I really liked,
mm-hmm.
And we were walking somewhere, and she pointed to this flower that she really thought was cute. And
oh.
I was like, oh my God, I'm a little drunk. I'm going to go pick that flower
of
for
course.
Her. So I go put my hand around it, and then, of course, it has thorns.
Yes.
So
yes.
Rather than this beautiful romantic moment where I'm giving this pretty girl that I liked a flower,
yes.
I'm bleeding.
Oh, absolutely.
From the hand. This is the kind of stuff that happens to me.
I would awkwardly be like, high five with the blood on it.
I know.
And the date is over.
Yeah. Nothing. So stuff like that happens. I mean, you can't write it. You can't
right.
Write it. So same thing happened at my uncle's funeral. So at the funeral, there were a lot of people that came.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in New England. I hadn't seen a lot of people in a very long time.
Right.
And people age.
Oh, yes.
So... There was,
not me, thank God.
No, we're going to look like this forever. Well, that's because
exactly.
We're vampires.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we ate before we got
yet.
Here. That's why you had to come at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So, I'm at this is my family. These are family friends that have so much history that they helped write of my own. And there's this one guy, because my uncle that passed away was a bass player, and he taught
oh,
me
right
all about music.
I saw the picture. It was lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
And his best friend came over once when I was a kid and taught me 4 chords on the guitar.
Right.
Like right after my uncle gave me new strings, he taught me 4 chords and I just spent forever just making G,
yes.
C, A minor, D.
Right.
And just doing it over and over and over again. And this again is one of those big moments in my life where had I not learned that, I might not have continued with music. Therefore, maybe I wouldn't
exactly.
Have done radio.
Right.
And then the horse lady would be happy today.
Exactly.
As opposed to, you know, the fact that I'm alive.
Exactly.
So... I knew that guy was going to be showing up at the funeral.
Ooh.
So, but it's been a long time.
Right.
Kind of forgot what he looked like, right?
Ooh, yeah, absolutely.
So I wanted to thank him, you know, and give him like a positive note that I am out here doing all of these things in music. And honestly, if you want to rewind it back, it probably does go to the fact that he taught me those four chords.
Yes.
So I wanted to tell him that. So I think he walks in.
Oh.
Actually, I see him walk in.
Oh.
I see him walk in. And then, well, originally I was like, is that him?
Yeah.
My aunt goes, yes, that's Steve.
Oh, good, good.
Cool. So I walk up to him and I was like, hey, do you remember me? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And so I explained to him, you know, you taught me these four chords and I continued to play them. And because of that, you know, I really got into music. Because of that, I got into radio and I have this amazing career now. And it really sparks back to you. So he looks at me and goes, you know, I don't really remember that, but you just made my day.
Oh.
My wife tells me that I need to stop just playing guitar at the house when I'm not working, and I'm going to use this as the thing to tell her.
Please don't.
That look. Yeah, no, just that I taught this girl how to play these four chords, and that's how she played. So I was like, cool. Well, that's, I made his day by telling him that, right?
That's always beautiful.
So then I walk away, and I look back, and another man walks in that looks just like him.
Oh, jeez.
And that was the guy who actually taught me how to play guitar.
Oh, my goodness.
So I've got the guy that really taught me how to play guitar, and I just told his brother that he was the one that was the reason that I learned how to play guitar.
That is brilliant.
And I'm sitting there with my cousin, I was like, do you know what just happened? And she goes, absolutely. I'm like, how do I get out of this?
I would have been on the floor laughing.
What would you do? What would you do? Would you go back and be like, hey, remember all that stuff I told you? That's actually about your brother. What would you do?
I would actually kind of back away slowly. I wouldn't have said anything and just started the conversation with the real person and just make them think, hey, you know, this is what you did for me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I That's put that memory in your brain.
So now when they get together and have beers, I'm like, hey, remember this girl?
Exactly.
That was the one I taught to play guitar. No, no.
No.
I taught her to play guitar.
You just started an argument. They're going to be at lunch just mad at each other.
Yes. All because. You know, I blame it on my aunt who told me that the first guy that walked in was the right guy. I didn't know this guy had a brother.
That is brilliant.
Oh. Only
hashtag awkward.
Right. And that's why I think that everybody should have name tags.
Daily.
All the time.
All the time.
What's going on here?
What's happening?
What's happening? What's happening?
So today, Victory, is National Burrito Day.
Burrito.
Have you ever been so hungry?
All the time.
So hungry?
I'm just naturally hungry.
That PMS hungry?
I'm telling you.
Where you could eat the whole burrito.
The whole burrito, not just parts of it.
No, not just parts of it. You know, the foil and the napkins.
That has happened before.
You've eaten the foil?
Yes.
Why?
I was hungry. I was in the zone. You know, you're in the zone of food. And you're just like, that is not what I'm supposed to eat.
But I just swallowed some metal. That's cool. Well, okay.
Boom.
You're living proof that, I guess, it doesn't kill you, but try not to eat the foil today for National Burrito Day.
I'm telling you, people, for burritos, I would not be mad at all.
Because I'm sure that the burrito foil tastes like the burrito anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The juices. Mm-hmm. That's a nasty word.
The band, Lovely the Band, is going to be on American Idol on Monday, where they're going to be doing duets with two of the contestants.
Ooh.
When's the last time you watched that show?
Oh, when Kelly Clarkson was on it.
That was the first season.
Yes.
That was the first season. Okay. All right. That's fine. I haven't watched American Idol in a minute. But Lovely the Band, if you're flipping through on Monday and you're like, what the hell? That's my band.
Yes.
And American Idol.
Exactly.
It's because they're supposed to be on it.
Pop.
Mm-hmm. So the Royals are trending on Twitter right now.
Oh, right on.
But it's not our baseball team.
Say what?
It's not our baseball team. It's the fact that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have an Instagram account right now.
Oh, I'm going to find it.
So I went and clicked it, and I was just like, the Royals? Oh, no, what did we do? But it had nothing to do with our...
It's negative, and then they're like, oh, my gosh.
Well, this one time, I was so mad. Betty White was trending, and I was like, oh, no, she's like 92, 93, but it was her birthday.
Oh, wow.
I was like, listen, if you're going to trend something on Twitter, can we please put Betty White birthday or something? Not like, when you see somebody's name trending on Twitter, you're worried.
Yes.
And the Joker. Well, it's not even the Joker. Joker. Joker.
Like Prince. Boom.
Joker, the movie.
Oh.
Is also trending on Twitter. And it's the one where Joaquin Phoenix is now Joker.
It's going to be slick.
I've got a little bit of audio from this.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
Always the mom's fault.
She told me I had
always
a purpose.
Yep.
To bring laughter and joy to the world.
Hey, stop them!
Is it just me? Or is it getting crazier out there?
It's getting crazier out there because you make movies like that.
Exactly.
We just don't make movies like
blame
that.
Blame it on your mom.
Yeah,
or
right?
Your crazy murder.
Right.
Tendencies.
That's all I got from that. It's like, right. It's just my mother told me. I'm like, okay.
My
great.
Mother told me to smile while I murder someone.
That's, yeah, basically. That's it. Anyway, the new Joker movie comes out called Just Joker.
Just Joker. Boom.
Right? So much confusion
right.
because the movie's been done and done before
and done,
again.
Yes.
And done again. So now it's Joker. But anyway, it comes out on October.
The next time it's going to be Juh.
Yeah. with the next movie, the second version is going to be Oak. It'll be a three part.
Exactly.
Joker. I can see those DVDs like sitting right next to each other.
I will watch all of them.
Let's watch all of them together.
Yes.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
I have wanted you to come co-host with me since we met.
Oh, I'm having a blast.
Which is like a million years ago.
I know.
Since I moved here.
Yes.
And
a million years ago.
That's right. I'm as old as the fossils.
Oh, yum.
I guess. I'm as old as the potholes.
Yes. There's a lot of them. Oh, my God.
I know. Those are my... No, never mind. No, not my fault. So I'm hanging out right now in the studio. Yes, I did.
How
yes,
dare
I
you.
Did. I'm sorry. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. The weather brought that, and I'm not related to Mother Nature at all. We are not friends.
Right.
I'm hanging out with my friend, Victory.
Yes.
I met you. You host so many LGBTQ events here in the city.
Yes.
And I just saw you on stage with a microphone once.
And it was handling. Scared.
No, I was like, that person's going to outshine me. No, I mean, it's wonderful. You're hilarious and you're so talented. And I want to definitely get into some of the stuff that you host around town.
Yes.
But first, I would like to talk about, again, your side hustle.
Right.
Which is?
Carrying mail.
That's right.
Yes.
Mail carrier.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. What's the correct term? In a world where we're trying to get rid of, gender naming things.
Mail carrier.
Mail carrier.
Yes.
That's the way that you say that. Even though it has the word male in it.
Yes.
But it's the other male.
But it's the other male.
Okay. Not M-A-L-E carrier.
Right.
Right. M-A-I-L.
Boom.
Mail carrier.
Got it.
Okay. Mail carrier.
Yes.
Got it. And so when we were talking about your job earlier, you said that the dog thing is real.
Oh, man. It is really real.
Mail carriers hate.
I don't understand. Like, why?
The dogs hate mail carriers.
I mean, I don't know what it is. Like, they could just see anyone else walking down the street and be like, man, they see me. They're like, oh, let's fight. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I love dogs.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
What is going on?
So you said something you alluded to earlier that I need to talk about with you is, I mean, you're just trying to do your job.
Trying to do my job.
You're just trying to bring... trying to bring the stuff in your hand to this person's letterbox so that you can go and do that again so that you can go home and take off your bra.
Yes.
Which, believe me, is like the best part of the day.
My sports bra.
Yes. So, but then dogs get in the way.
Yes.
So you've had to, and I'm sure that this is not something that you created. This is something that mail carriers of the past have also helped with. Ways that... You kind of detour the dogs. You mentioned you had a spray.
I have a dog spray, but I think they're starting to get used to that, so it doesn't work. I also
What is the spray?
It's like this, like, Walmart size spray that you spray. It's like pepper.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
And they're like, anyways, rough.
Yep.
And I also have a stick, which I don't use. Watch out, people. PETA, hello. I don't use the stick. But I mean, you know, I do pull it out, and they're like, okay, wait a minute.
Okay, good.
I kind of just throw things. Like, they kind of get, you know, distracted by me just tossing something because they smell me. So, so that lasts for like a second. And I can just run and put the mail in and then run out, you know.
Every day. Do you see a dog and you're just like, I hate you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just like, oh. And I just don't understand people. Just a leash is cheap.
Yeah. Put your dog on a leash.
Yes. If I get bit, I mean, I'm going to own your house.
Shoot, maybe.
Yes.
Makes it. Wait, what? Do you like any of the houses on the?
No.
Okay, never mind then. Okay. So, when you're delivering mail,
yes,
or carrying mail, do you get to listen to music?
Yes.
Okay.
You're not supposed to.
Oh.
Put earphones in. Oops, sorry, boss. But I mean, I like to have my phone out and just, you know, rock out. Sometimes I dance.
Why don't they let you? You're trying to have fun while you're out here running away from dogs as a local mail carrier.
That's the reason why.
So why don't they want you to have music?
That's the reason why. Because we can't hear dogs coming. Get
it? Oh.
Yes. So we have our earphones in and we don't know where the doggy's coming from. So
got it.
Yes.
So if I'm just driving around and I see you with earphones in and then a dog attacks you, I guess rather than help, because we want to own the house, I will just grab the earphones out of your ears.
Yeah.
And be like, I never saw any earphones.
Right.
You said that people like to run in front of your mail truck.
It's like a thing. I don't understand that.
What?
Like,
what?
To flag me down? Uh-huh. Like, they would just run around. I'm like, I could kill you.
What
like,
do they want?
They just want the, hey, can you, you know, send this off? I mean, you can put it on your mailbox, sir.
Right.
Yes. Or just like wait till I stop. But no, it's like a thing.
People chase
Sprint.
You down.
Full sprint.
Because they have to get that. Do you ever look at what the thing is that they need to get in?
It's some like rinky-dink paper with crap on it.
Okay.
And they're like, can you deliver this? I need it. I'm like, bro.
What about if somebody's mailbox is too full? Is there a certain point where, as a local mail carrier here in Kansas City, you're just like, I ain't stuffing this in there?
Yes. And I just wrap it up and bring it back. And you know how angry people get? Like, you haven't
picked up your damn mail.
Right. You haven't picked up your mail in, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
So the moment I take it back, they're like, oh, how dare you?
Ugh.
Yes.
So you take it back and then do you have to bring it the next day? Hopefully they clean out their...
Yep. I'm a mean mail carrier.
Ooh.
I don't play around.
Tell me more.
Yes. Like, hey, I will leave it on my desk and you have to call up here and walk up to the station. Tell you what. I don't play.
Clean out that mailbox.
Yes.
How often do you come across a mailbox that's full?
Ooh, every other day. It's crazy. And it's funny too, because I'll put the mail in, I'll leave the lid open,
mm-hmm.
and they'll come out, shut the lid. I'm like, okay, I'll shut the lid, and then you don't pick up your mail for 3 years.
What is...
I'm telling you, it's a thing.
You make me want to check my mail more.
I'm telling you, I try to do that.
There's nothing that... Like, what about the crap that we always get? You know, like those coupons and ads and stuff like that. Do they just give you those, and you have to put those in with everybody?
Yep.
Ugh!
Yes. So there could be, like, a house that doesn't get any mail, but they have ads, and I'm like... I could have skipped that house, but
you have to.
Yeah.
You don't just like take the ads that are supposed to go in the mailbox and maybe just kind of throw some of them in there.
I wish.
Because nobody reads those things.
Nobody does.
Nobody does.
Even me, I could have to throw that straight to the recycling. I don't even like.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm lucky at my building. The recycling's right underneath my mailbox. So I'm just like.
Yes.
And the most important lesson that I've learned from you today.
Yes.
As far as. The correct way to do things as a person receiving mail is that. When something says current resident.
Yes. That means you. That means you. Even if it's someone else's name, it always says someone else's name or current resident. That is still you.
That is not on you anymore.
You don't even know.
People are just like,
John Doe, that's not me.
Yeah.
But this is my address. It says current resident.
Yeah. John Doe or current resident. Oh, my God. I don't want this.
Yes.
Oh, man. Wow. What, do you think that, what if they're,
Yeah.
Since you're a male person, male carrier, would you ever name your child current resident?
Yes, just to be a joke.
Just to be a joke, current resident.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Ah, we're back. And we're back. Can you see each other now?
We can.
Oh, my
gosh. Good morning.
Good morning. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What? I just heard a bass line.
Well, I thought someone let one out. I didn't know.
I don't know what
that
was
a fart?
I didn't know. That sometimes mine sound like that.
Somebody's fart sounds like Seinfeld. Boom, 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 boom. Hi, I'm back.
Yes.
I'm
and
back.
A little loopy this morning. Oh, I can see.
I went 4 days without talking to the Buzz family. It was weird.
Oh, yeah.
It was weird.
That's insane.
I am joined by my friend Victory.
Yes. Hi, Victory.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Host so many events in town, the LGBTQ events. I've seen you at Hamburger Mary's. I've seen you at Missy B's. I've seen you at Sidekicks.
Yes.
And what's your socials? What are at?
Oh, God. I'm so old. I only have one, like Facebook. But I mean, you can find me on Instagram at VicSlick. I know, I was trying to be cool and it didn't work, but.
What?
Know.
I think that's great. That's a great radio name.
Thank you. VicSlick.
Jeremy, what do you think?
I like it.
Borderline creepy, though.
No, dude, Jordan Silver isn't my real name.
Oh.
We won't get into that right now.
Oh, snap.
Maybe someday. And Jeremy.
And that is my real name.
No, that is her real name.
I don't have a cool story. That's just me.
That's just you.
Morning.
She's a unique New York.
Yeah.
Unique New York. Jeremy.
Yes.
Earlier today. At 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Victory and I played a Letters to Cleo song.
Okay.
Which was on the 10 Things I Hate About You soundtrack.
Here and Now? Which one?
Cruel to Be Kind.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're both in there, aren't they?
Yes. There's many Letters to Cleo songs on that.
I've seen that movie.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So then we go to IMDb to see if they're, see what the list of the top 100 teen movies of all time are.
Mm-hmm. Disappointed.
It's crap. It was just crap.
Garbage.
Like, She's the Man was on there.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the one with Amanda Bynes where she dresses up like her brother and plays soccer.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
So we decided to poll the Buzz family, and which we did, and everyone, you can hear the original stuff with the podcast that's coming up by 10 o'clock today, 965thebuzz.com. But we have put together a top 10 and a top 20.
It's stressful.
Of teen movies.
Okay.
Unfortunately, our top 10 has 15 entries, so we need to get rid of 5.
Ooh,
and right. I think that we've been doing this, Victory and I have been doing this so much together, that we need someone to help us just whittle this down.
Uh-oh.
So how do you feel about teen movies?
I will tell you right now, unless it had Freddie Prinze Jr. in it or it was about music, I probably have not seen it.
Oh.
I was terrible with movies, especially like late 80s. Early 90s, because my parents wouldn't let me watch a lot of those.
Oh, wow.
Right, well, I can tell right now, Victory, which movies.
Oh, yeah.
Jared
Empire Records is number one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like my favorite movie of all time.
I like our top 5.
Okay.
We've got Breakfast Club at 1.
Yep.
Which I've never seen all the way through.
Goodness. I need to like.
Are you serious?
Yes. That's the one where they like dance in the library, right?
I mean, that's not how I would describe it. It's a coming of age story between different cultures.
They dance in the library, right?
Oh, yes, they dance in the library.
I've seen that part of that movie.
Buddy.
I don't know if I've ever seen that whole thing all the way through.
Oh, my goodness.
Empire Records.
Yeah, that's my given.
Clueless.
Okay, yeah, I saw Clueless.
Okay.
It was fine.
Everyone. Grease.
I love Grease.
Boom.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
That's our top 5.
That's our top 5.
Okay.
So we need to whittle down these next 10 to 5.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got 16 Candles.
I feel like that should be, oh, man, I keep switching. That should be up in the 5, I think. Like right under Breakfast Club.
I'm sorry, you can't have Breakfast Club or 16 Candles.
I've seen more of 16 Candles than I have of Breakfast Club, but I've still not seen it all the way through.
You think that Breakfast Club is a movie where they dance in the library?
and that's it.
And 16 Candles is the one where they kiss over the candles.
That's the only
one. That's the only part I know about that.
Movie reviews with Jeremy. With the attention span of a gnat. Tell us what happened to that. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That one I've never seen. Okay. I know nothing about that one.
Oh, people are going to.
All right, people are yelling at me right now.
People will be mad about that one.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are mad at this one. I'm not letting go of Mean Girls. I'm putting that in the top 10. But we attached the movie Heathers to it.
Heathers, yes. Mean Girls, no.
No.
Whatever.
My niece is probably mad about that one.
Yeah.
Mean Girl. She loves Mean Girls.
How old is she?
She is 24.
Yeah, this is about,
that's about the right age. My brother loves Mean Girls.
It's a great moment. It's a great
movie.
It's in the top 10.
I think
it's
just too old at that point. Like, it was like, okay, cool. High school girls fighting.
Right.
Been there, done that already.
You're 1 year older than me.
I know.
And I'm like so into that movie.
Well.
Wow.
That says something about
there are a lot of differences between me and you, Jordan.
Oh.
I don't know if you know that or not. The cardboard cutout in the back corner should say plenty.
Yeah, you're right. No wonder I like Mean Girls. I've got a giant cardboard cutout of Taylor Swift in here.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Which I will not bring home because that's weird. Okay.
And it won't fit in her car. That's the only reason.
That's the reason why. Yeah. It won't fit in your car.
It's the only reason she won't take it home.
What about The Goonies as top 10 teen movies of all time?
Keep that in top 10.
Never seen it.
Oh, man.
I know. My mom wouldn't let me watch it.
Why? It's not scary.
It was like 80s something. When was that
movie? It's not scary. I don't think they swear it. And I think they say damn it once.
And that's about it.
Mm-mm.
Is it the guy with the face? Is that why it was considered scary?
You know what's funny? I have a friend that I always said looked like Sloth from the Goonies.
Oh, wow.
And people were like, that's so mean.
That is mean.
That's so mean. And then I would show them a picture of her.
Yeah.
And they would be like, damn, that was pretty on point.
Oh,
So we're keeping the Goonies on here. Napoleon Dynamite.
As much as I love that movie, we got it.
You don't think that's a top 10 teen movie?
I feel like
Yes. In the end, I'm going to have to take a picture of this, put it up on Instagram, and let the Buzz family vote. Back to the Future.
Okay, yeah,
that's
fine.
More of a like a nerdy film.
Yeah, that's
like
not a teen movie.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is painful. All right, we got to go. She's All That.
That's like my second favorite movie ever, Freddie Prinze Jr.
We need to get rid of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We need to get rid of 3. We have 3 that are left. Dazed and Confused.
Never seen it.
Somewhere, an angel is crying.
I mean, sorry.
In their wings.
I'm sorry.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I have seen that one. That one's a good one. I think that should be a good like teen movie. Yeah.
In the top 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I think with high school and kids singing and being rude.
Okay, that's what that movie's about. Singing and being rude.
Dancing in libraries.
Dancing in
libraries.
That's all I got. Kissing over candles.
So once again, we have 13 in the top 10.
This is hard.
What can we whittle down? You know, I'm just going to have to leave it to the Buzz family at this point.
You've missed two of my favorites.
Oh, what are they?
Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, that's over here.
Oh, yes.
We put that in the top 20.
You think
that's a top 10? So now we're adding to the top 10. Now we have top 12.
14. And Can't Hardly Wait.
Yes, right.
That was another one with an amazing soundtrack. But then you've also got like American Pie.
Right? Got that.
Bring It On. I know.
Bring It On?
Yes.
We've got.
You've seen Bring It On?
Of course I've seen Bring It On.
Of course.
Of course.
That is the thing.
I was a mascot for like 20 years. Yes.
It has already been brought in.
Yes.
I know. Yeah.
That is like the
scary movie or. That's a scary movie.
What?
Or was it Bring It On?
It was Bring It On.
It has already been brought in?
Oh, wait. Oh, right. Yeah. No, scary movie. You're right.
Okay.
Thank you. You're right.
I've never seen Scary Movie.
Our top 20.
We're really bad at this. We're really bad at this.
But that the Buzz family has to be the only people.
They're yelling at us on the.
I know they are.
I'm sorry, everybody.
I can feel it.
Under our top 20, we have Superbad, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yes.
Why?
Waiting. What do you mean, why?
Either one of those.
Have you seen Sisterhood of the
Traveling Pants?
They're not dancing in the library. They're dancing in some jeans.
Exactly.
Wild Things.
Wow.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, there's a kissing scene in there between two girls.
Movie night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Drive Me Crazy.
With Brit.
Brittany? No.
What? That was Melissa Joan Hart, everybody. God. What is this world that I live in? Juno. Kids.
Oh.
You never saw Kids?
No.
13, American Pie, Napoleon Dynamite, Back to the Future. You know what? All right. Honestly, we could do this forever, but I think the 90s at 9 is about to come upon us no matter what.
We should probably do that.
Yes. So
we should do soundtrack songs for all of those movies.
Should I leave this here? Do you think the Church of Lazo will do anything with it?
I hope so.
That do you honestly think they've sat down together and watched Mean Girls?
You never know.
I mean, they are a bunch of mean girls.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.